For the good news today, a chance for you to help Ukrainian refugee families who now call Winnipeg home. I've got Paula Potocki on the line, a member of the Winnipeg arts community.
Yeah, I'm an actor. I do lots of theater, musical theater. I'm a music director as well and a music teacher.
Doing a little bit of everything. And the members of your community, I know, have gotten together to help out Ukrainian refugees. What's up?
So we are hosting a good old-fashioned Manitoba social. It's at the Norbury Glenlee Community Center on Friday, March 31st from 8 p.m. until 1 in the morning.
Nice.
And we are raising funds to help out two Ukrainian refugee families. One of them I know through friends. I have two friends, Rochelle Kivis and Ruslan Rusin, who are also in the performing arts community.
Okay.
Ruslan's mother moved here from Ukraine not long ago, and she met another family at the hotel where the Canadian government was sort of hosting the refugees for a while, the Cox family, and they have four children, two younger children living here in Winnipeg, and two older children still in Ukraine. One of them is still fighting in the war. There are some health concerns. There are a number of issues that's making it hard for them to get settled. And I thought this was something that I could do along with the help of a lot of my friends in the performing arts community who are volunteering as well. It's going to be a great time. We have Rainbow Light and Sound coming. We'll have the midnight lunch, you know, with your rye bread and cheese and salami and all that, you know.
Meat shoulder, I got you.
Silent auction, like amazing prizes in our silent auction too. We've got jet tickets, we've got stays at Airbnbs, we've got golf green fees, we've got, you know, like really good prizes, and you have a good chance of winning.
Of course, we know with the war, and I know you probably thought the same thing I did. I never thought it would be going on this long.
I'm hoping that this helps these two Ukrainian refugee families to feel a little sense of community again.
And as I mentioned, you know, now we're over the year mark. Some of those earlier resources to help Ukrainian refugees may have dried up.
That's right. And I mean, they were lacking basic necessities. My friends and I, we found out that, you know, they were sleeping on towels on the ground. Within about 20 minutes, we had people showing up with air mattresses for them, bedding, pots and pans, all those basic necessities, those things that they needed just to feel okay. But now we're looking to provide some real financial help so they get to have this money to spend the way they see fit to move forward as new citizens here.
Looks like it's an all-ager. Tickets $15, and there's a couple ways you can help.
You can purchase the $15 tickets if you'd like to come in person and have a chance at winning all these prizes and have a great night out with some dancing and drinks and food. There's also an option to donate without attending the event, and that can be whatever dollar amount you think you can afford. It can be $5.
Yeah.
It can be $100. It can be $1,000 if you really want to make a difference.